and he calls Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This season 8, episode 44. Man, the year is almost over. The year is almost over, and I can't believe it. Hey, by the way, we do a Patreon pre-show where, well, that sounds like I'm stealing from Eric on Hessler, because he does a pre-show, but his is free. And ours, you have to pay for. It could be a dollar or more. If you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level, you get access to our weekly Patreon only show, which is a lot of fun. This week we workshopped some terrible jokes everyone hated that I did as Paul Lynn.
That's not true. They were good. We liked them.
Yes.
Thank you. I've had such a rough day.
Probably hated him though.
Ah, fuck him. He has a mind of his own. He doesn't know what voice he wants to do. And all this other stuff. But yeah, sign up at Patreon and you get those benefits. And if you're a new member at a certain level higher than a dollar, you can get a sticker and a doodle from Tim, a DFT, even though NFTs were a very short-lived thing. I'm sticking with it. You can get a printout of one that I've already done, or I'll draw you a custom one. And that is $25 a month. And you also get your name read, just like the rest of our producer. And I'd like to thank our producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. You guys have been with us a long time, and we appreciate you guys very, very, very much. And please remember to rate and review us, like us on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get these sorts of things. And as promised, next week, we will start reading some of these comments. Please leave us comments because we want to know what you think. And you don't even have to talk about the show exactly. Just write whatever you want. And if it's relevant, we'll read it. How's that sound? You guys down with that?
Yeah.
Speaking of things, we have a new merch store. Dustin, if you want to tell people about our new merch store, which I believe is live.
Yeah, it's live this morning. There'll be a link for it in the description below. For all of our members, we got a RLP is going to be the 10% code that you put in at checkout. So just the letters RLP, and you'll get 10% off your order. And that lasts for the first 30 days of the store being open. So okay. You got a few weeks to get those in.
Awesome. And good job on that. It looks really good. Nice and sharp.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
It won't take 20 minutes to load like the last one, which worked for other people, but it never worked for me. No podcast radio show tonight or this week because the dogs are playing in the evening. Go dogs. If you want to listen to my last episode, you can download that on any podcast app or listen to it at WSBradio.com. My guest was Shelley Winter, who hosts The Night Show. We talked about socioeconomic factors in sitcoms in the 70s, like Good Times and Sanford and Son and stuff like that. And also what inspired him to get in the radio. It was a fun conversation. Coming up in a couple of weeks, Jim Florentine will be on the podcast.
Oh,
Jim Florentine, comedian, terrorizing telemarketers, tons and tons of podcasts.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know. And also special ed, which obviously he can't do anymore. And I don't believe special ed was in the last round of Crank Anchors.
No,
he wasn't.
Do you think they could still do Garbage Pail Kids?
They'd have to be socially acceptable, but they could do them.
Because I thought of one the other day, and I thought of Alopecia Keisha.
How dare you!
How dare I? How dare I? I'm sorry, I was at the shooting range this morning, and I left in my earplugs. Did you say, how dare I?
Oh, no, you can't do that one. No, I bet you cannot do that. That is funny, but I don't think...
Only 40 years too late, Steph.
Yeah. Really could've they still make them. You can buy them. They make new ones.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, is it acceptable? I mean, could you do that?
That one, no, probably not.
No. It just rhymes so well.
They killed Cancer Carl, so I guess, you know, that one's not going to fly either.
Yeah, can kids in the hall still do Cancer Boy? I'm Cancer Boy.
Hi, doctor. I'm Cancer Boy.
My marrow is low.
That was good. Very good.
Thanks. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, my marrow is low. Mm. hey, if you're looking for a cheesy ass holiday gift to give somebody this year, I have a Cameo page where you can go to Cameo and go find at Tim Andrews here, H-E-R-E, and I'll do a Cameo for you. And you know what I do? I don't just read it to you. unless the person is of color, then I'm just going to read it in their voice. But if it's a white person that I do an impression of, I'll go to Snapchat and use a filter and put that person's face on my face. But again, I won't do that with Obama or anybody like that. But I do a ton of voices. You can find out information on my Facebook page, Cameo, and all that shit. So enough.
Yeah, Carvey does Obama. Why can't you do Obama?
Wait, he doesn't. I'll do
the voice. He does the voice, but he won't do the face.
Oh, yeah. No.
He won't do like Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, baby.
Talk about some stuff that's going on in the world of entertainment and pop culture. Trolley's going to join us. We call this Trolling, News, Trailers, and Trends.
So there's a Godzilla Minus One trailer drop.
I saw that.
Your buddy's in this. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's in this?
No, this is different. Yeah, I thought that too when it first came up. But yeah, this is Minus One. This is the original Japanese company going back and making a new Godzilla.
It's a soft reboot. It's a soft reboot.
So this isn't the Kurt Russell one.
No. Is Godzuki in it?
Yeah, Godzuki's in it. Oh, this is Mean Godzilla, the one that hates Japanese people. Just comes out of the water and tromps through Tokyo, destroys them. He has big spikes on his back. What?
This takes place right after World War II.
That's right. It was like an iguana got zapped by that nuclear bomb or the two that they dropped on Japan. They should have surrendered.
Do you think that the Hiroshima bomb would have taken Godzilla out?
I think it's what created it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably going to be what caused it.
Don't be like Tim Andrews and go read the Wikipedia because it spoils the whole damn movie since it's already out in Japan.
It looks good, though. I mean, the special effects, you know, they definitely stepped those up.
They didn't have to hire Perry Mason to be the white guy in it either.
Yeah.
Like the original Gojira.
Oh, so, you know, there's a New Jersey janitor recently who decided to fuck the cafeteria food. And he got arrested.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
He thought that square pizza was a box. That's what he was trying to say in there.
When I lived in the Walgreens, sometimes I would take out the Stouffer's French bread pizza, microwave it, and then fuck the shit out of it.
Well, he's in a lot of trouble, so I don't think he's going to be working at the school anymore.
You don't think so?
It looks like he had to get up an extra hour early to put that eyeliner on.
Yeah, I got to get in there and fuck the food before the kids show up. And then I like to put my piss on cucumbers. That's the thing I really enjoy the most is putting my piss on the cucumbers. And then, you know, you mix them into the salads because the kids don't eat the salads anyway. But the ones who do, they get the piss. And that's, you know, good. And after I fuck the pizza, I do lots of things. Like I spit in the orange juice. I rub my balls in the meatloaf before it goes in the oven. And then when it comes out of the oven and it cools a little bit, I take two pieces of meatloaf and I just... But I don't think I should be fired for that because that's my thing. I'm a food sexual. I enjoy, identify as food. And the only way you can make more food is if you reproduce. And the only way to reproduce meatloaf is to fuck it and then to make more.
Well, you know, one time I saw the lunch lady put her titties in the tater tots. So,
yeah, that was hot. We went to the same school because I saw that also. And she had hairy nipples, right? Big, like thick areolas where you can't tell where they start or end. And they have all like that circular mini nipple.
I don't know if they came from her tit or she got them from the food.
I think both. Yeah. Because the tater tots are hot, they come out of oil, but usually at a school they're made in an oven, so maybe she dropped them on the sheet pan and seared her. You know, seared.
I pay extra for tater tots.
I like tater tots, too. Yeah, I would pay extra. But I don't have breasts, so I have to, you know, like I said, piss in the... guy got fired? He really got fired?
Oh, he's in jail.
I hope he's in jail.
He's in jail.
He's on 3 days of probation.
He's fired.
They got 3 days in school suspension.
If they were like, you can
you
only
cafeteria duty.
Yeah.
You can only bang the paste from here on out. You can have that.
Yeah. And fuck the holes in the left-handed scissors.
Fork the pink industrial soap. That's what you can do. Put a chick in it and make her gay. Marvel's is a dud.
Marvel's is trending down. Like it's you see these things that it's not going to do well, but then I've seen good reviews and I've seen bad reviews. Obviously, I'm not going to see it. They need to stop making these movies.
I heard the commercial was longer than the movie.
Really?
Man, they've also started putting all the cameos that were going to pop up in the movie in this new trailer they just put out. So
yeah,
Valkyrie is supposed to be in it, which is unknown until now.
These characters can't even sell comic books when they were, you know, when they were around in the 80s. Of course, Captain Marvel was a guy. And then the second Captain Marvel after that Captain Marvel was a black woman. And that was a cool character. I remember that coming into the Marvel universe. But what are they trying to accomplish? You got the boys in that universe. You've got Invincible in that universe. And both of those shows do it way better than Marvel, I think. And they're more entertaining. More
I think they're also restricted by Marvel and its history and its clout.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like when we were talking a couple weeks ago and they were saying if you wanted to use Superman, you had to use that Bible in order to be able to fall into canon.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, they're kind of go in with their hands tied, whereas the other ones, they're independent universes they can create from scratch. And especially the boys. I mean, man, the boys, that's what you want in a superhero show, like reality of what would actually be happening.
And Gen V is what you want in a spinoff show.
But yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit later because I was just blown away by that series. I enjoyed it. And I'm really out of that demo.
You know, I saw the Marvels trailer and it's immediately, no, I have no desire to see it. She is not, Brie Larson just does not do it.
No,
it's not. She just does, she can't even sell a Nissan, for God's sakes.
No, in those commercials, I'm never buying a Nissan.
Oh, she tries so hard. Yes.
Yeah.
You should watch her show on Apple TV, though. You'll like the dog, I think.
I may try that. Yeah, I might try that one. So Ridley Scott, I guess, is getting real pissy about the fact that people are talking crap about his Napoleon movie he's got coming out. They're saying it's all historically inaccurate. And Ridley's like, get a life.
Your life, Hairlipoleon.
If you look back at his history, he always has a problem with people talking about historical inaccuracy. The Kingdom of Heaven, they ragged him on that. A couple of others that were the same thing. But he's also very angry with Hollywood because he's never gotten an Oscar. He's been nominated multiple times, but he's never gotten one.
I think that maybe you should have found a different actor to play Napoleon.
Somebody short.
Leo wasn't available.
The inaccuracies, you know, they're talking about were him showing up supposedly in places that Napoleon was never in, during history, battles that he was never, personally at. But I mean, if you're trying to get a movie across and get a story across about his life, you're going to take, certain liberties when it comes to making the movie, work as opposed to following history. History is not really that interesting.
Well, I know that Johnny Cash did not invade Russia and almost get to Moscow before all of his troops started freezing to death.
And they didn't send him off to a planet, to an island to die.
Yes.
So there's a baby cult in Georgia, or they're trying to start one. This,
how do you join?
26-year-old woman and her husband they've had 22 kids via surrogacy.
Did she start getting pregnant when she was... Oh, you said surrogacy. Okay.
Yeah. She's surrogacy. Yeah. So 22, and they're all babies right now.
So they had 26 different people take their egg and sperm and give birth?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they have plans to keep going until they get to 100.
How is that legal?
In Georgia. They legalized surrogacy in Georgia in like 94 or something. And when they did, it left a loophole open to where, this lady's, some people in our generation collected Beanie Babies. She just went for babies.
She's paying almost 10 grand per kid's death. So
yeah, that's a lot.
My favorite comment was, didn't somebody already try this with Dalmatians?
Making a coat out of.
You get that when they're about 15. When they're all grown up, you can make a coat out of them or something.
There is no way. I mean, you guys, though, there is no way that this isn't creepy and weird.
What's creepy? How rich are they? They're raising an army to fight Nick Cannon's kids.
Yeah.
I want to have 100 children. So that's $1 million, right? So are they rich? Are they wealthy? What's the husband do?
I don't know. They didn't list that in the story that I read. but they're both very young. So I'm assuming that they must come from money, because it's going to cost that much to get these kids to just be alive, but then to keep them all alive is going to be much, much more.
But imagine the grandchildren. And that's a lot of grandkids.
Well, and none of these kids are they are related because it's their DNA.
Yeah.
But and they all look kind of different. You know, they use different ethnicities of surrogate mothers too. So but the babies, some of the babies look a little different. It's a very Mia Farrow-ish.
Maybe dad watched while the surrogate father came around. Yeah, that's what they're saying. All right. Trolley, sorry that he dropped out.
It's been a day.
Yeah, it's been a long day. I was edging for about 6:30 this morning. I got to remember not to do that when we record.
In the cafeteria near the pudding.
Yeah. Well, I did stop by the cafeteria at the high school at Tucker to see if they had any cucumbers because I had to take a leak. All right, we're going to play a segment that everybody on the show but me hates. And if you hate it, let me know and I'll never make another one. And I'm not talking about the people on the show who hate it. I love this AI stuff. And so I made AI voice clone.
Tim Andrews is the reason the SAG strike will not end.
Crying.
He personally is the reason the strike is ongoing.
No, because this person's name is Cryan Branston, not the other name. And he talks about some of the boredom that he endured while he was on location filming the show, Baking Bread. So I played this. I made this video. It's not really a video. It's just, you just watch it for yourself. I test marketed it at work, and I stopped by a church, and they liked it. So you decide for yourself. Let us know what you think.
There's really not much to do in Albuquerque. There's no seedy adult theater showing straight porn on the screen while closeted middle-class men cop from recent immigrants looking to make $20. There's no glory hole at the Exxon off the interstate. And I went to all of them looking for one. So when you're in the bathroom, you have to do the wide stance thing, which I'm not fond of because you're just inviting trouble if you try that with the wrong guy. There's not even a good roadside rest stop where a man can relax with another man while trying to avoid getting splinters on his knees from a shoddy picnic table. So a lot of times, I just stayed in my trailer or hotel room and watched off on Chatterbait.
Dudesy called. He wants his AI back.
See, it's not Dudesy. I'll tell you why it's not Dudesy.
Dudesy writes everything, does all the artwork. I wrote the dialogue.
Let us know what you think of that stupid thing. That now you make me feel ultra terrible. Not only do you all hate it, except for Dustin.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what you're... I was just going along with whoever else wrote that, but I haven't even seen it.
And I send it in the text thread. You didn't look at it.
Did you?
Yeah,
did he send it in the text
thread? Yeah, it's in the thread.
Very frail right
now. I must have. I'm sorry. Yep.
Plagiarism. And I've been fucking around with AI before I even knew what dudes he was. So...
Y'all struck a nerve with that dudesy business. Struck a nerve.
Makes me feel bad. I'm not a hack.
I put us on the list for him. I don't know if you already have or not, but
no, I haven't. You put us on for Chad. Well, so we'll talk to him at once.
Yeah, we'll see him in the spring. But
host of Dudesy, Chad Colchin. Well, they're both co-hosts. But Chad does 3 podcast interviews, 20 minutes every Saturday. So every Saturday, he does them in order that he gets them. So let me know. I guess we better do some research into him. I think he's funny, and I like him. So I better find out if we're going to... Give me a heads up as to when we're going to do this 7 months from now.
We'll do
He's the side... He's the sidekick on the Dudesy show.
Yeah, Will Sasso's a co-host.
Partner, yeah.
They're partners. They're good guys. I just... The show makes me laugh so much. Like, this week, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the president of Hulu.
Yeah, I would do... Let's put Baby Boo Boo on Hulu.
And I don't want to steal their stuff. Jeff already convinced me that I'm stealing their AIs.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. This is the most passive-aggressive podcast.
That's what we should call it. Are we all caught up on Gen V?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What great show. It really met my expectations and went way beyond, because I thought it was going to suck. Because I'm a dummy and I look at things, go, oh, they're kids.
I thought it was going to suck. You know, I don't think any of us really knew, because the previews weren't that great. I didn't think the previews, they did not do the show justice.
I agree with you. I watched it just because I felt like I had to, just to see. And I ignore, you know, the previews are like, oh, this is Kripke did a good job. And
yeah, I didn't find it to be as funny as The Boys, but I still enjoyed it quite a bit.
You're right. Boys is way funnier, 1,000 times funnier. And, you know,
well, better actors, too. I mean, they're more seasoned. They've been around. I mean, these kids, though, they're great for their age, too. Like, they've been doing this very long and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And lots of. So if you like seeing Cox, you're going to be fine with this series.
I saw a lot of things in this series that I had never seen before.
Exploding Cox?
Well, I'm not even that kind of stuff, but like her with her blood daggers and the stuff that she can do and just, yeah, there was a lot of deaths and very unique things. Whenever old girl, all of a sudden, now she's big.
Yeah.
Because her big ass, she was the one that grabbed him and put him down or whatever. And then at the end of this season, she didn't have to throw up to just be little. She was just sad and it made her feel small.
Right.
Which I've thought that was pretty cool. And what's her face and the other chick, she finds out that she's a head popper too.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do with the blood. I didn't even think about that. Of course she could do that head popping crap if she can control the blood or whatever.
Well, spoiler alert, if you're not at the final episode yet, or if you haven't started it yet, super spoiler alert. But spoiler alert from here on out. All right, so Marie, Jordan, Emma, and Andre are the four main characters who've been working together to try to prevent what's going on at the school, at Godolkin Academy, I guess that's what it's called.
God, you.
Yeah, God. And it's, you know, there's twists and turns. You don't know what's going on. And then the last episode, or the one before it, they set everything up. And then you get to the last episode, and Kate, you know, she's the psychic or whatever, the one that tells them. She's like the Jean Grey of this outfit.
Yeah.
And so the school, they let out all the kids from the forest, which is in the basement, all these fucked up kids, and there's murder and death and everything. So the four of those kids, the initial four, they all, you know, all right, we're going to go out and stop this. And they do their best to stop it and to try to stop Kate. And they do, for the most part, stop it. And toward the end, Kate is going to kill somebody, and Marie, again, like Steph said, discovers a new power, completely blows her arm off. And as that happens, Homelander shows up, because Ashley, the PR bitch, called Homelander, and he lands, and you think, oh, finally, you know, he's going to realize that they're heroes and Marie's going to end up being in the Seven. Well, no, he zaps her and she falls over. And the next thing you see is the four of them in a room together, which really took me by surprise. And I don't know. And that's, I guess it's a mark of a good show, not knowing why they did that. Do you guys have any ideas why they would have done that?
I mean,
oh, they didn't want to kill them off.
Yeah. Besides the obvious of wanting them to hand off to the next season of The Boys, which I think, you know, might include them as opposed to trying to keep them separate as separate shows.
But I loved it whenever Homelander, whenever he said that, what kind of animal are you? I'm like, oh, this is going bad.
But why did he do that? I mean, they saved the day. Why did they mark them as the...
He doesn't want somebody that's going to save the day. He wants somebody that's like them.
He wanted Kate to use both hands when he was with her.
Okay.
Those two were killing all of the humans, and he's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to save them. He's like, oh, screw you guys. I feel like they're like in some sort of sealed up room at the Vought Tower or something.
Probably.
Well, then Billy Butcher shows up at the very end.
Wait, was that something at the end of the episode after the credits?
Yeah.
God damn it. I had to go back and watch it. Spoiler alert during the spoiler alert. because of the strike and everything, they postponed The Boys, but it'll be out in early 2024, they say. So something to look forward to. Did you guys watch Lawman, Bass Reeves?
I did.
I don't have Paramount Plus anymore, you guys.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can watch the first episode on CBS. They're going to be showing the episode. I thought it was historically accurate at the beginning when they showed the Battle of Pea Ridge in Arkansas. You saw Shea Whigham. He was a general during the Civil War. And then they put him in a block of ice and brought him back to life so he could be in Boardwalk. Yeah. Before that, he was a Civil War general and a slave owner. He owned a slave, and the slave also was a good shot and good at killing Yankees. And I said, well, as long as he was killing Yankees, it's a amount of something.
He was a card cheat, though.
Yeah, he was a card cheat and didn't think that you could play poker with a man like Bass and him not know where the face card was. But that was the way they were. Slave masters were very, very much noted for their cheating when they played.
Not slave masters.
People used to, you know, the old wives' tale is that you could trust a slave master, a man that would own another man and keep him in bondage along with his family. You would think that they was trustworthy.
Really?
Turns out that they weren't.
It's
called cheats and probably cheated on the income tax, which they didn't have, but if they had had it, they probably would have. It wasn't until Roe Wilson, you know, met with those creeps down in Jekyll Island, Georgia. But that's a different story. They sold our birthright. But I am glad that the Confederacy lost. What a great show this is. At the very first episode, David.
Oh, boy, you.
Oyelowo.
Was it the dude from Get Out?
He was just in that Silo series.
I don't watch that.
Barry Pepper.
Oh, Barry Pepper's in this?
He plays a very nice Confederate guy. He's also a Civil War man. They was all very nice for the most part, for the owning people and fighting for a government that wanted to continue to own people. That wasn't very nice in retrospect. I think we can all agree that Abe Lincoln did the right thing by invading the South. Unless you know, any members of this panel want to disagree with me, feel free.
No?
I wasn't around back then. I don't want to comment on any of it.
I probably shouldn't. Probably this whole thing is wrong. But I ain't. That.
Dennis Quaid was really good.
Dennis Quaid was really good. He played a U.S. Marshal who hires Bass to be his assistant marshal. And they go out and kill a bunch of Indians, which is also not right. Yeah, they go to a call center in the middle of Detroit. No, I'm kidding. They don't do that. Talking about old school. Don't look at me. Well, I don't know what they call them. I don't either. I don't know what the new name is.
Indigenous peoples.
Isn't that the same thing, kind of?
I still say Native American. I don't give a damn. It's Native American.
You're sort of politically incorrect. We'll figure it all out off air.
I'm telling you, it's Native American. It has to be.
I think Jeff probably. I don't know.
Indigenous people is a...
Listen, soulless. Yes, I know modern language.
It's a generalization.
Right. That's right.
You can have indigenous peoples to any country. Only here could you have Native Americans.
In spite of Rotten Tomatoes only having it about 70%, both sides, critics and audience, I think this is going to be another hit for him. And, yeah. All right, I'm going to go away now.
I liked it. I'm going to keep watching it.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was fantastic. I watched both episodes today.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Steph hasn't seen it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it.
She doesn't have Paramount Plus anymore.
Saying.
Are you going to watch it on CBS when it's on?
No.
All right, well, he blah, 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 blah. He's a fighter. He beats the shit out of Shea Whigham. Beats the shit out of him, leaves. Leaves his wife on the plantation. Leaves Texas, goes to Indian territory. Lives with a Native American, a Seminole woman who'd been displaced from Florida to wherever Indian territory was, I guess Oklahoma. And learns how to speak their language. I thought they were Seminoles. What were they? Cree? I don't remember.
Yeah, this sounds really good.
Yeah, it was good.
So he goes back home, goes back to the plantation. Shea Whigham, the slave owner, is gone. This is after the Civil War, years after the Civil War has ended. And
he only goes back once he finds out that the Confederacy won lost the Civil War.
Yes, he finds out the Confederacy lost, so he goes home to try to find his wife. And he sees the mistress of the house. Mistress tells him where his wife is. So then he goes, where was this? This was in Arkansas. He goes to Arkansas. and to find his wife, he sees her with a child. And he thinks that she got remarried and stuff. So then he waits for her on the street later, and the wife shows up, and he says, "Does he treat you well?" And his wife goes, "Who?" He says, "Your man, does he treat you well?" And the wife goes, "Yes." And he goes, "Was he good to your, you know, he gave you a daughter," whatever. It turns out that that's his daughter, that she got pregnant before he left. And that scene touched me. So I started like tearing up. I mean, that's what kind of show this is, you know, just emotional. The music's good. The acting's really good. Do not, under any circumstances, go to Twitter and engage with people who are talking about it. And if you want to find out what I'm talking about, go ahead and do that. But I don't recommend that. I did that just to see what people were saying about it. And it's just, guess what? People fighting.
Of course.
Over a TV show.
A show.
What does Crying Branston think of Lawman, though?
I think he needs to say my name. My house, my bottle. Let my handicapped son get drunk by the pool. My house, my bottle.
His name is Flynn.
His name is Flynn. Tyler. Tyler. Don't let that guy make any eyes of you.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
All right, you want to do Views of Snooze, Jeff? Go ahead.
Yeah, last week was Fingernails, which I haven't watched yet. Invincible, which they're only releasing one episode a week. Sucks. But I watched the first one. It was very good.
This one was great, wasn't it?
And Lawman, which we just got done talking about. This week, For All Mankind comes back on Apple TV. This is a space show that I've been watching for 4 seasons. Very good.
Chicks and...
don't like it. It's not just chicks. It's all kinds of stuff. And this time they're jumping ahead to like the 2000s.
Right. It's alternative, right? History.
Yeah. Alternative history. I enjoy it. It comes back on the 10th. Albert Brooks, Defending My Life on HBO Max.
This looks good. Good. Yeah. Good. That's a views. 100% for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Big views.
Looks awesome. And Nathan Fielder's new show with Emma Stone, The Curse. Starts on Showtime on the 11th. I like Nathan Fielder. I'll watch anything he's in.
What's the show about?
He plays a real estate agent that's got like a reality show, and he's also been cursed.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's made by A24. They're good. Yeah. Their TV side, yeah.
Curse! Curse!
I was hoping they'd do Hereditary as a comedy.
That's it.
I'm definitely going to watch that. That documentary. I still got to watch the Stallone documentary. Have you guys all seen that?
I haven't yet.
It's out now, though.
I watched it. It was pretty good. It's not as good as the Arnold one, though.
The guy that wrote that book, The Wild and Crazy Guys, remember that book?
Uh-huh.
He wrote a new book called The Last Action Heroes. It's like about Sly and Stallone and all that stuff.
I have it in my wish list.
Yeah, I do, too. I want to read it.
Yeah. I don't do it.
I'm going to do my stat pick.
Is that the name of the book?
It's called this.
It's called The Last Action Heroes.
Is it called The Last Action Hero? It's a good book. You should try to read it, yeah. If only I could read. I can't. But I had the earpiece in when they read me the script, yeah.
But I saw you like chomping on a cigar and reading to a donkey in your living room.
No, it's all lies. This is the earpiece, right? And the guy will say, do me in English, do in German, right? So I understand it better. But I speak donkey. I pray at night. Yeah. And speaking of the show, my kid, what do you think of him in Gen V? Huh? It's a good show. Chip off the old blog. He's not from the maid.
He definitely isn't. Doesn't work out as much as you do.
That's the Kennedy gene. Yeah. Weak, not muscly like his father. You know, the maid kid, though, he's muscly. I like him. He's not a good actor. My kid, though. I love Gen V. It's good. It's a big show. Homelander. He reminds me of my dad.
If you were going to be a one of the Vought 7, who would you be?
The German, even though I'm Austria, yeah. I'd probably be like, you could call me, you could call me, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, you could call me the governor or whatever. It'd be like the governor, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You could, what would you call me, you know? I could carry a log. I could rip a chair out of a Porsche, jump out of it, land in the water after I break my friend's neck.
Maybe we could call you Sauerkraut, but spelled sour, S-O-U-R.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Sauerkraut. I'm going to make an AI image of this. Just everybody and Jeff will hate it.
Stat pick, nobody cared about mine, so I'll just bang it off real quick. I watched that last night, the Cared Mule Deer.
Oh, I want to see that. You told me about it yesterday.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's on Prime. Remember Cared Mule Deer? He would pop up on the Letterman.
They're probably too young.
Yeah. He was on game shows a lot. He was on that We Can Make You, or I Can Make You Laugh. Like, what was the name of that show? Make Me Laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he do parody songs?
Yeah. Somebody did a lot of Johnny Cash and stuff.
Yeah, but he would do parody songs, right?
Yeah. And he had like a rubber chicken.
Taco Bell Pitbull folk music.
Yeah.
It's the name of his album or his song.
He was roommates with Steve Martin when they were first starting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. I think Matt Leach and I saw him perform in the 80s in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe someday.
Mostly he performs like in the Grand Ole Opry now.
Yeah. No, it wasn't him. The guy we saw was a little bit bigger, but I don't know. He looks the same. I don't know. I just remember one of the songs this guy played was funny. Go ahead. Done.
Anyway, it's called Showbiz Is My Life, but I can't prove it.
Yeah.
But it's on Amazon Prime now for free.
Cool.
Let's see. Mine is Monarch Legacy of Monsters on Apple. That starts next week on the 16th. And this is the one that Jeff thought.
This is the real Godzilla show.
Yeah.
But is it Godzilla?
It's a prequel to the new series of Godzilla movies. So it has Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell in it, but they're playing the same character 20 or 45 years apart. So it'll flashback and show Wyatt as a young commander, and then how he's handled Monarch all through the, you know, I guess through the war and everything. And then Russell's now, I guess, current. And that's where we are with like King of Monsters and where they are in the Godzilla series right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, me too. That looks really cool. Mine is, it's the new David Fincher movie coming out on Netflix this Friday called Killer. And it's got everybody in it. Fassbender, Tilda Swinton. It's a really incredible cast. And it looks like a lot of action. He's an assassin.
Yeah, he's going, this looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good. And it's Fincher, so it's not going to suck. I mean, I don't know if I've ever watched any Fincher movie and been like, what a piece of shit.
The guy from Seven is wrote this or something, right?
I believe the guy who wrote Seven wrote it,
but it's also a huge tribute to John Woo's The Killer from,
Chow Yun Fat?
Yeah, 88 or 89.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And that was the basis, I think, for them starting this, was like an homage to him, to that movie.
I would have thought Chow Yun-Fat would have had a bigger career here. It was just like he was big for a few years and then that was it.
Yeah. Well, also, he came over here and had a big career, but people didn't realize that he was like almost, well, he was in his late 50s when he came over here. He was so old by the time that they couldn't make multiple movies in the U.S. anymore, because he literally went from like a late 40s to senior citizen. Like,
that's all those omega 3s. That has to be what it is.
That's funny. I'm going to start eating more fish. My staff pick is a show that came out in September on Netflix called Kit Gotti. Yeah, it's a 3-part show about how they got Gotti, John Gotti. And the thing that's funniest to me about this show is, of course, had it been made prior to 2015, you probably would see Rudy Giuliani in it a lot. You don't see Rudy Giuliani in it a lot, and you probably won't. But he was essential in breaking down all these mob guys in the 80s. Maybe by the time they got Gotti, he wasn't, of course, but he was very big in getting a lot of those mob guys locked up, the RICO Act and stuff.
But anyway, you gotta, like, why you got crazy? How do you get into it? It doesn't matter. I went nuts. Nobody likes me. My hair dies all over the place. I played with myself in a boy at movie. So that's that.
That's my staff pick.
I watched it. It was good. It was, and they shot it in such a nostalgic way.
Yeah.
Really puts you back into the 80s. And they did all the music, and it was very well done.
I started watching it with Gil, and then I'm like, I can't watch this with my son in the room. I'll watch some other time.
Do they show me going to the courthouse to hand out press releases about HBO's Gotti show?
No.
That happened.
Did that?
During the Gotti trial.
Really? Did any mob slap you around?
No, somebody from the Gotti family called me.
What do you mean, called you?
They called. I answered the phone at HBO, and they were like, yeah, I'm such and such, such and such. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, shit, what did they say?
I care. They just wanted to talk to somebody about the Gotti movie that they did.
Is that the one with Armin DeSanto?
Yeah, I think so.
And that your buddy saw him on a beach someplace?
Yeah.
Little darling. Hey, was that in Tortolo?
Yeah, he was just sitting there on the beach and just minding his own business, and my buddy goes, Asante. He didn't even say like Armand Asante. He just leaned over and went, Asante. Little darling.
And he got up and left.
Yeah, he got up and left.
Funniest story.
I thought he would be cooler than that.
Well, it's out of nowhere on an island. You're some American dickbag.
Hey.
But the funniest.
Fair enough.
Have you guys, has Jeff ever told this on this show? The funniest story ever from his time in Tortolo?
When I called the hotel with Lionel Richie, was there?
Yeah, the Lionel Richie. And you got it.
I told that on there.
It's still funny. For people who've never heard it, just real quick, indulge me, and then we'll close out the show.
I just heard that Lionel Richie was staying at such and such a hotel in Tortola, and I just called, and I was like, Lionel Richie's real, please. They, like, put on that voice, like, don't give me any shit. Just transfer me.
Yeah.
And they put me through the room, and it rang, and this guy picked up, and I went, hello? Is it me you're looking for?
What did he do?
He just hung up.
He didn't laugh?
No. Maybe he laughed. I don't remember.
Lick. I love that story.
That's great.
Thank you, guys. I say thanks for our friend Mark Schrenkel, who made the troll puppet, the trolley puppet, and also is, a Sylvester Stallone puppet, and has been on our show. You can find him also from I Am Sean Array, and you can find him on Cameo if you'd like to hire him to do a video for you. Just look for Mark001. That is his handle on there. We are going to be doing a holiday bowl, not a football game. We're going to go bowling again, and we haven't decided where or when, but we're thinking December, mid-December, hopefully, if everybody's around. We'd love to get everybody together on a Saturday or Sunday and go bowling like we did a couple of years ago before the pandemic. And that was one of my favorite events. And we just get together and hang out and play video games and bowl. So we have to find a spot to do that.
Yeah, Steph suggested someplace over by you, so maybe you should go check it out.
It's one of those boleros.
Bolero.
Oh, all right. Will Bo Derek be there naked?
Yeah.
Coming up soon on the show, Dave Willis and Matt Malero will be joining us to talk about Aqua Teen Hunger Force Season 12, which is released on the 22nd. of November. The episode will come out on our episode will come out on the 22nd, which is the day before Thanksgiving. They are joining us to talk about the season. I will plead to see if I am on the episode that I recorded. Had already told me, so I should believe him. But it's the first time we've had Matt Malero on Radio Labyrinth. Dave's been on a bunch of times. Dave got special permission to plug the upcoming season. So that's good because they want people to watch it, and hopefully we'll get more. 5 new episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force coming out on November 22nd. Also, I will be recording with some wrestlers. The Dynamic Wrestling Alliance, Deck the Jaws 2 is taking place, and I'll have more information on that next week, but I'll be recording with them next week or so, and the show will come out probably the week before. I'll be doing that with our friend, yeah, I know Josh, but at ASS, Action Show Studios. And
cool.
Before we get to Barkville, I have one more thing I have to plug, because I said I would, and it's Plugola, but it's okay because this is a podcast and there's no federal law banning it. Ha 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 ha.
But that's currently loading the cocaine into his briefcase in Tim's trunk.
No, I got sausage from Jamie Self.
Oh, nice.
Real Cajun Market, which you can find on Facebook. Real Cajun Market. He brought me and my family 4 different types of sausage. He makes gumbo. They make all this delicious stuff. You can get deer with venison. Let's be classy here. All sorts of different things. And he dropped off a couple. Real Cajun Market, where everybody tells the story of Louisiana. And like, you take a bite of the sausage, and for the next 200 years, you're hearing about Louisiana. It takes a long time, but it's worth it. Behind it all, you'll find Anne and Cullen Lord, a dynamic duo with a passion for authenticity. Cullen's culinary journey began in Baton Rouge, where he honed his skills for 30 years under the guidance of a French chef, Louis. In 2020, driven by their love for Cajun cuisine, Anne and Cullen took a bold leap and opened their own place. Go to realcajunmarket.net. Check them out. Buy them. Tell them Tim sent you vis-a-vis Jimmy. And that's that.
Cool. What's going on with Barkville, staff? Anything?
This pickleball tournament, you guys, is like, it's really heated up. So it is time to really push this pickleball for November 17th and November 18th. I'm going to put the link up. You can buy tickets for the event, you know, play pickleball if you want to, or you can buy raffle tickets. There's a bunch of great prizes, but I'll put the link up, and if you can, you want to play pickleball, please come out. I'll be there Saturday, November 18th, volunteering on my shift. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what pickleball is. I don't know any of it, but
you have to, you clench the pickle between your butt cheeks and you run chase after the ball.
I'll put the link up, but if you want to buy tickets or raffle tickets, you know, whatever, but we would really appreciate any support we can get. They pulled a lot of dogs lately that have had some severe medical needs, so we've been having to do a lot of fundraisers and try and take care of them, but anyway, so if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, if you want to adopt or foster, go to barkvilledogrescue.org.
Keep it canine.
Yeah.
Quick, Steph, if any of our listeners want to join that pickleball tournament, you might want to head over to our merch page and get yourself a Radio Labyrinth pickleball paddle set.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
They got everything over there. I'm going. I love pickleball, even though I don't know what it is.
Awesome. All right. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Keep it canon.